Lily whispered to Mother in the kitchen that my cries frightened her.
It sounds like an animal, she said.
I still cry on waking. I'm not sure why. I feel nothing. Nothing I can name, anyway. It's like breathing. Something that happens over which I have no control. Father was here for my waking. He called it a beginning. He said it was good. I think he may have thought that anything I did was good. The first few days were difficult. My mind and body thrashed out of control. My mind settled first. They kept my arms strapped. By the second day, my arms had settled too. The house seemed busy. They checked me, probed, checked again and again. Father scanning my symptoms into the netbook several times a day. Someone relaying back treatment. But there was no treatment that I could see. Each day I improved. That was it. One day I couldn't walk. The next day I could. One day my right eyelid drooped. The next it didn't. One day my tongue lay like a lump of meat in my mouth. The next day it was articulating words that hadn't been spoken in over a year. On the fifth day, when I walked out onto the veranda without stumbling,